Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are, and what we were going to do is we were going to get back into the Constitution as well as, you know, actually going through the Bill of Rights as well as the rest of the amendments. And, of course, yours truly was going to editorialize. We will get into that, but after reviewing some of the need-to-know news and understanding that most of you haven't signed up for need-to-know news, I thought it'd be apropos or appropriate to get into some marketing today and possibly tomorrow, and then we will dive into the amendments. I do know that there's more than enough news, there's more than enough information out there that can overwhelm us. There is no need to get completely involved. But what I do want to do is I want to point out to you some of the things I've been telling you, not to necessarily say I told you so, but more importantly, to motivate you to finally take the stand and go, GR's right. We have to get involved if we're going to save this Constitution. It's that simple. As you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions in what we must do if we're going to save our hybrid constitutional republic. If you do not understand what a hybrid constitutional republic is, then you probably haven't listened to this show long enough. But welcome. Welcome to listening. We know we've picked up more listeners. And we do ask that you kind of tune in and pay attention. One of the things you should be able to get from these shows, if you download the recordings, is that you can actually listen like you're driving to work. And you can actually edit these things, so you can cut off this complete monologue and just listen to the content. It's almost like listening to an audiobook. Now, again, I may not be the best reader, but compared to what you've got regarding what's available for the ratification debates, what's available on the Constitution, there is nothing out there. This is why we do this, because we truly believe that, we understand the importance of reading the scriptures, because if you read the scriptures, then you can understand and recognize false doctrine and the perversion of Christianity. It's the same thing with our constitutional government and what the heck is going on with our government. If you read the details, some people call them scriptures, like I do, but most people would call them the founding documents. And when you read the founding documents, you can clearly see how we have been perverted and subverted by a long list of nefarious people, whether they thought they were being noble or not, as Washington said, is even though causes of usurpation may seem noble, it is how all governments are overthrown. Now, are you pondering your role in First Amendment petitions? Are you pondering your responsibility in calling for common law grand juries? And are you even fathoming your responsibility in the militia? You know, a lot of times I listen to people and people say, well, you know, we don't take an oath. We do not have a direct or hardcore requirement for supporting the Constitution. You're wrong, because every American is a part of the militia in one form or another. Now, you can be a conscientious objector and not have to necessarily carry a weapon, but that doesn't mean you can't support comms, you can't support services like, you know, providing, you know, nursing or providing food services, those types of support in those who are protecting your liberty. This is why, you know, conscientious objectors usually don't get kicked out They will be reassigned if they're given a combat role, combat MOS. Sometimes, if they're looking for getting rid of people, they will get rid of you in the military. But when it comes to the militia, everybody has a duty to support the Constitution. And the Constitution clearly calls that out in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 15, that we all have a responsibility to execute the laws of the Union in one form or another, whether that be the organized militia or the unorganized. Everybody, at a minimum, falls into the unorganized militia category. Now, I believe many states kind of, you know, have these age limits to where you serve from this point to 65 or something like that. So even yours truly, because I'm not 65 yet, is a part of the militia. And you need to go to your state to kind of look at those laws. But anyway, we are living in a democracy. Unless you are willing to do something about it, it will become a full-blown democracy. And so question I'd like to ask is, what are you going to do if Biden wins? Here's the solution right now. I need to write a little post so that everybody can start posting on the White House contact list. All you have to do is just demand a one-sentence statement, or send a one-sentence statement. I demand that this coming election be fully audited by the Federal Elections Commission. That's all you've got to do. I'm going to tell you that if we get thousands of people to send that one line, it will force, because, I mean, Trump is obviously hearing, and then the White House will start hearing, because I hate to say this, but I don't think that they're aware of the fact that they can audit. However, if we have enough people demanding it, and we can point to, so when I write it, I will point to the fact that the public servants, including the president, is responsible to faithfully execute the laws of the Union. And if elections are being tainted and or being perverted and or being undermined because of election fraud and voter fraud, then we need to have a full picture. And this is the time for Trump to actually come in and say, we're going to do this, one, to save his own I don't want to say legacy, but to save his ability to serve us four more years. But more importantly, that once and for all, we can move forward and clean up this cesspool that we call our election process. One more thing before I get into the need to know news. We have began working with and collaborating with Ad Local. Now, we're not taking any money from Ad Local, and I want you to know that I don't necessarily need money to do this part of the cause. But Ad Local has stepped up, and they're the ones that actually helped us in doing the videos that we've put out, these five educational videos. We're going to redo those. We're going to make sure we add Ad Local as a supporting agency in doing those videos. But because this is a free market based company, and because they happen to be willing to support patriotic causes, they believe in free speech, they believe in liberty, individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I want you to understand that if you happen to have an organization, if you happen to have a business, a small business, and you're looking for business services, Ad Local is probably your number one go-to company. We're going to be providing you some insights with the services that they will be providing. And we want you to know that if you are using like MailChimp, if you're using Constant Contact, you're going to find that Ad Local will blow them away. And so it's time to port your emails. It's time to port some of your other IT services over to Ad Local and let them become the key services for those little things that you really don't have the time to do. So anyway, you're going to start hearing their spots because they're going to start airing today. But I want you to know that these are not paid spots. These are spots that I truly believe in a company. And as a matter of fact, I've done the due diligence when I've looked at their pricing and what they are doing. They are very aggressive in trying to grow, not necessarily grow their profits, but take away the business of a lot of these bad companies. I mean, look at who runs these, you know, Constant Contact, and look at their paradigm. Who do they support? Are they a BLM supporter? I can't say that they are, but there's, I mean, every, you can swing a stick in any direction, you're going to find companies that are supporting the progressive causes. So I'm here to tell you, AdLocal is not going to succumb to the progressive cause. So if, like I said, if you're looking for getting your, you know, going to an email service, now is the time. Now's the time to actually look and begin your changeover in who you are actually paying to. Why support progressive businesses? We want to support those who actually are champions for liberty. Thank you for tuning in. We do ask that you continue and beg your like-minded friends to at least start getting to understand the message and letting them understand the you know, how we cover the message and how we go through this over the course of time. Because in my one-hour show, I can't go through Reclaiming the Republic every day, what the details are, and so forth. But what I can do, what I can do is I can, you know, do that over a course of time. We kind of have a six-month cycle in some ways. We have unique things once a year and so forth. And there, nothing is duplicated, but we try to give you a better insight. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so in the need-to-know news, we want to start off with this landmark, or what some people are calling a landmark ruling. And I want to point out that I've been addressing this issue for a long time. As a matter of fact, I've written my articles, What is the Real Problem?, Martial Law in the 21st Century, and The Unknown Teeth in the Constitution, as well as Nullification versus Interposition. These articles provide complete clarity as to what government can do and what they cannot do with quote-unquote emergency powers. So I am surprised that the bench actually got this right, but I also want to let you know that if you have not really understood these arguments regarding what's constitutional, what isn't constitutional, you really should read those articles. If you've got questions, if you got questions, then please let me know, and we will be happy to help you. But in G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, in a landmark ruling that will affect future cases, the Michigan Supreme Court decided that Governor Gretchen Whitmer violated her constitutional authority by continuing to issue orders to combat COVID-19 without the approval of elected state lawmakers. Now, see, this is where we have a problem, because even lawmakers cannot create or enforce laws that violate the Constitution. The order ends Whitmer's ability to use emergency powers without legislative approval. See, I say that you have to have constitutional standing to be able to use emergency powers. And those powers have to be within the framework of the U.S. Constitution. If not, it's unconstitutional. Anyway, the Whitmer administration could retain some authority, though the health department and other agencies are through the health department and other agencies. But those orders could be reviewed to determine whether they overstep the standards outlined in the laws giving the departments that take or that authority. So you understand that even if the health department says, you know, we think this is okay, they, as far as I'm concerned, they're equally culpable, and they should be, what's the best way to put this? They should be removed. Everybody that basically says it is okay to violate your constitutionally protected rights. The 14th Amendment made it clear that states could not create a power or enforce a power regardless of emergency. There is no caveat there in the 14th Amendment that says, oh, you can if it's for emergencies only. It is very clear. States cannot create and or enforce a law that takes away your right for peaceable assembly. And we're not talking about protest. We're talking about being able to go to church, going into public areas that are designed for assembly, streets and walkways, sidewalks. those are not peaceable assemblies or areas legal for peaceable assemblies. So anyway, let's move on to the next one. A conservative watchdog group, and I've talked about these guys before, Project Veritas, investigated ballot harvesting within the Somalia community in Minnesota and was advised that a large extended family clan, including Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's family, are elected into office through voter fraud. And I'll tell you, actually more election fraud, not voter fraud. Libyan Mohammed, the brother of Minneapolis City Council, incriminated himself by saying he had 300 absentee ballots for his brother in his car addresses to vote. Minnesota law allows only 3 ballots to be harvested, not 300. Whistleblower Jamal said that the Libyan Mohammed is one of the thousands of ballot harvesters who work for Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to obtain blank ballots, especially from the elderly. An unidentified female former political worker said that Ali Issi Ghani, a staff member for Ilhan Omar, provided cash for votes, and that Ilhan's office tracks Somali ballots with voters' social security numbers. She said that many of the people who apply for absentee ballots are from out of state, and truck drivers get temporary addresses to vote. Isn't that interesting? moving on, so here's a little bit more, because what I'm front-loading right now, and this goes to that comment in the last segment, that we need to start sending President Trump a message that we need to demand a full audit of this election. And he needs to target and go in with a very fine-tooth comb into some of these districts where we know these parasites, these nefarious anti-American communist Islamists, whatever you want to call them, who are trying to subvert our Constitution. We need to go after them with all guns blazing. Anyway, so in more election news, Dr. Shiva, and I'm going to probably really tear his name apart, Aduria, anyway, an inventor and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, ran an energetic campaign in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat representing Massachusetts, but he lost to Kevin O'Connor. Dr. Shiva says that his opponent is the quote-unquote designated loser as the Republican Party as an insider deal with Democrats, and instead of challenging them, they throw elections so the Democrats stay in power. Now, I want to emphasize this because I told you that I've reached out to Republican political leadership, and the leadership constantly does the bidding for the Uniparty. In Washington State, the Washington State Republican Party chair and the entire organization for decades has been working with the Uniparty in allowing the ebb and flow of control of Washington State, and they've got it locked now. And so why am I saying this, or why am I even making this assumption? This isn't just an assumption, my friends. Bob Schultz called, it was August 28th or August 30th, where he called, or maybe it was August 28th or 29th, because the 28th was Thursday. And I happen to know because that day is etched in my soul. Anyway, Bob Schultz called the Republican Party and spoke to a direct worker who works with the state chair, Caleb, what's his name? Anyway, in telling them that they had an opportunity to remove Inslee from the seat if the Republican Party would only march forward in signing this petition, they have dragged their feet. I've called and reached out myself, and I've worked even with local red, we're talking about one of the reddest counties in the state of Washington. We have, you know, called the county leadership and the key players in that county to say, come on, you guys can do this. And they have yet, we're finally going to have the meeting tonight. We're going to have a Zoom meeting so that China can listen in to what we're talking about. And we're going to expose these players because, folks, this has been a month. It's been a month, and they have not taken this First Amendment petition seriously to where we could have had Inslee removed from the ballot, and the Republican Party could have had a guaranteed two candidates, which means they would have had a guaranteed Republican take over as governor. Why? Why indeed? Anyway, let me move forward with what Dr. Shiva was saying. He says that 1 million ballot images from vote counting machines were destroyed after vote counting. Did you hear that number? 1 million. So if you want to understand the ills and the evils of mail-in ballots and, you know, allowing these machines to count your votes instead of actually, it's one thing to have a machine in your precinct to count that, then your precinct actually creates those numbers. Those numbers never get wiped out when you do local voting by, you know, in-person local voting. When you do these votes by machine, these, like he just said, they play these manipulations where they challenge or throw out and duplicate in very specific districts where they can start tainting the outcome. Dr. Shiva says that 1 million ballot images from vote counting machines were destroyed after vote counting scanners added quote-unquote weight to some votes, thus increasing the votes instead of one person having one vote. The scanners delete the images of weighted votes, which is why Dr. Shiva claims 1 million votes for him were destroyed. A Massachusetts elections attorney confirmed to Dr. Shiva that ballot images must be saved for 22 months according to federal law, but the images are missing. Dr. Shiva has started a write-in campaign, but as far as I'm concerned, write-in campaigns are failed. And the only thing we're going into a break, and I still have a little bit more to go on this, but I'm trying to prove to you that your government is already, we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, now I remember where I just left off. And so what I want to point out to you is, and the reason we're covering this is because I've told you that our elections have been manipulated and the progressives, the communists, have taken and seized control of our election process. You need to completely understand this whole concept of what we're talking about. As Stalin and Lenin stated, we do not care how you vote. We care how your vote is counted, because they know it is the counting process where they can manipulate the outcome. Now, there is voter fraud, and voter fraud is when an individual votes incorrectly. And there is, as we talked about, the Ilhan Omar's culpability and so forth, what she was doing or what they're doing, that is voter fraud. What this is right here, this is wholesale election fraud. Election fraud is when the system is corrupt and doing the wrong thing. Voter fraud is when an individual does the wrong thing. Anyway, Dr. Shiva has stated that he wants to do a write-in campaign, and that's what he's pursuing, is moving forward a write-in campaign for the general election. And I have told you time and time again that a general election is a fool's errand, because at a state level, I've never seen, when your name is on the ballot, people do not know that they can write you in, and you really have to hold their hand. It is so hard to get a state level. I mean, it's one thing for a county or community to do a state write-in, or I should say a county or community write-in, but a state write-in, I'm not aware of any success in state write-ins. Now, if you know of one, then by all means, and I'll stop being a naysayer, just send me the evidence, send me the information, and I'll go, there is a glimmer of hope. But I can tell you, every time I've seen people try to do a state-level write-in, it is failed. Massachusetts is kind of small. They're kind of like some counties. As a matter of fact, I think there are counties in the state of California that are bigger than this whole state of Massachusetts. So anyway, two senators, Strom Thurmond and Lisa Murkowski, have won elections. Oh, so G. Edward Griffin actually gives me the time or the evidence that these two, Lisa Murkowski, and I think she is an Alaska governor. That's a big state, but it is a very small state as far as population. And Strom Thurmond, that's, if I remember correctly, he's a southern senator. But anyway, long story short, I still think it is a tall order to get a successful mail-in ballot. And both of these probably had, if I go back to when Strom Thurmond did this, we're probably talking about, you know, very few voters in contrast to what we're looking at in magnitude today in Massachusetts. And that's the same thing with Lisa Murkowski. So anyway, moving on. Video obtained by Project Veritas, by the way, shows a Somali ballot harvester buying a registration form for an absentee ballot form from a voter for $200. I'm telling you, folks, we need to get this message to Trump, because the evidence is there. They can go after and prosecute and actually suspend and remove Ilhan for these crimes. Another ballot harvester, Osman Ali Daquane, said that he was given $800 for his vote because he has a pool of 40 voters under him. He says he doesn't care if his activities are illegal. He stated that the money comes from the candidates and that election judges are paid off too. See how deep this goes? Whistleblower Jamal, who works with the sheriff, said that 80,000 Somali immigrants will swing the election in November, and millions of dollars will be spent on the voting block. A former co-worker, and when they say millions of dollars spent in paying to buy their votes, a former co-worker of Ilhan Omar said that the congresswoman started the pay-to-vote scheme. She said that the people on Ilhan Omar's payroll count the votes as polling places and even manage the precincts. Translators are allowed to accompany voters into the booths, and they mark the ballots for the voters. Friends, I am here to tell you that if we do not have a federal audit, and as a matter of fact, Trump needs to actually go into these precincts. He needs to have a federal commission. And this is where I truly believe that we need to use so I believe in posse comitatus. I do not believe we need to use the military against civilians, but we can use the military in ensuring, because we've used the military before in getting the mail and helping the mail run, in supporting those functions. There's no reason why we can't use the military to go in and actually watch what is going on and actually observe, you know, these voting processes and so forth. Therefore, if we get this message to Trump, and I believe if he gets an overwhelming cry from the people, that we have no faith in our election system anymore, that we need a full audit and a full federal overview of what's being done at the state levels, then I believe we can get rid of Ilian and the rest of these folks without having to necessarily go after the, you know, this. I know it's a steep hill to climb in using the Constitution. It's never been done before, but we have all the power in the Constitution. But I believe that we also have other power to stop and remove people like Ilian for their violations in just this voter issue, just on this one voter issue. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin points out 10 out of the 11 states that have unemployment rates over 10% have Democratic governors, including California, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Massachusetts is the only state in this group that does not have a Democratic governor. But I must point out that Massachusetts is a far-left bastion in its state legislatures to create laws that make it that impossible for a Republican governor to have any influence over creating a friendly economy or what have you. It is a socialist state. Hard left Democrat mayors in four cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and Cleveland, have unemployment rates over 10%. And LA, New York, their rate is over 16%. Another need to know news from G. Edward Griffin, Michael Anton, a former Trump administration official, wrote that over the summer, a story was deliberately leaked to the press of a meeting at which 100 Democrat VIPs, anti-Trump former Republican neocons, and communists formed the, quote, Transition Integrity Project, close quote, TIP, to game out various outcomes of the 2020 election. He reported a George Soros-financed TIP. One potential outcome was a clear Trump win with Joe Biden refusing to concede. And the military was expected to side with the Democrats and force Trump to leave the White House. I have said this before, that when you look at the general officers, those who are committing the orders, the left with the likes of George H.W. Bush and on in creating the deep state within the military and all facets of our government, the general government, we now have a leftist government that will do whatever is, as you've seen, they will do anything necessary because the ends justify the means. A quote-unquote street fight would be advised in this scenario rather than legal battles. Technocratic solutions or, quote, elites observing norms, close quote. He wrote the Democrats plan to provide enough harvested ballots in the election to tip close states or else dispute the results in close states and insist no matter what the tally says that Biden won them. They also plan to use the liberal-controlled media to declare that Trump lost. Now, I'm here to tell you, this is exactly what happened in Washington State when Greg Waugh stole the election from a guy by the name of Dino Rossi. Go look up Dino Rossi and Greg Waugh election. I think it was 2004, 2005, something like that. Go look it up, and you'll see that they actually continued to count until enough ballots were found in people's trunks of their car to help tip the election towards Greg Waugh. So as soon as they got the outcome, boom, they were done. They considered it the election closed. Instead of saying, hey, we still don't have enough, we have to now challenge all of these new ballots, but they didn't even do that. Because, and I told you, in Washington State, the Republican Party basically bows to the Uniparty and allows and actually protects leftists to gain power. With that, we're going into a break. We'll be right back. after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Set the record straight. Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so as we were going into break, the last thing I read to you from the G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News is that this organization, these communists that are plotting to overthrow America, and they're planning on using the media, one, to declare that Trump lost, and they plan on, and this is how they're going to do this, they're going to have the military reach out to let Trump know, don't come to us and ask us to step in, because they control the elite generals. And because Trump failed to clean house in his first 4 years, I believe the deck is set. Now, this does not mean that they will actually win. They are banking on being able to pull off this election fraud and voter fraud. This is why sending this message to Trump, this is why we have these two narratives we must send to Trump, that he has to start removing politicians who have violated their oath of office by supporting these insurrections in these states like Newsom, Cuomo, and the rest of these guys. And we also have to go after the election itself and demand that Trump send the military, get the military engaged already, and ensure that the military is, you know, overseeing the handling of the election in all of these different precincts. But I'm telling you, most of these states, they're not even going to use precincts, if you understand what I mean, because they're planning on doing a nationwide machine count. That's how they're going to steal the election, and that's where they really need to get the federal auditors out there for the election process to make sure we have a clean election. Following the TIP meeting, two prominent former Army officers wrote an open letter to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in which they urged him to deploy the 82nd Airborne Division to drag President Trump from the Oval Office on January 20th, 2021. Two prominent former Army officers wrote, Hillary Clinton has also claimed in and publicly declared that Joe Biden should not concede the election under any circumstances. So if you remember, or if you ever learned anything about Washington and Adams' election, Washington said, I am clearly out or fairly out, and you are fairly in. And it was really, that was the only exchange he had the day he turned over the presidency to John Adams. I mean, that was the only words he told him. Anyway, the TIP co-founder, Nils Gilman, called for violence against Michael Anton, exposing the viciousness of Marxism, as he suggested that Anton be executed by a firing squad. The other founder, Rosa Brooks, is a Georgetown law professor and former Pentagon official who also has close ties to George Soros. Now, I have told you that when they take over, they will unleash a level of evil and intolerance and heavy-handed tactics that you will not be able to fathom this. And you're going to be going, oh my gosh, this is happening in America. I want you to understand how important this election is in getting good constitutional standing state legislators. More importantly, you need to start holding your state legislators accountable. And as a matter of fact, this next story gets right into this. Now, this is a story that's happened in Idaho, Moscow, Idaho, and you'd think it would be Moscow, Soviet Union. Five people were cited at the public psalms singing intended as a protest against the city mask rule for violating Moscow's mask and social distancing guidelines last Wednesday. Three arrests were made for resisting or obstructing an officer, including Latah County Commissioner candidate Gabriel Wrench. The arrest gained national attention, and second psalm singing was held on Friday, but no more citations were given or arrests made as Moscow police chief, this was this last, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Chief James Fry is waiting for the citations that were given to go through the court process. He said police will still respond to alleged mask order violations. Now, here is the backstory to this. State legislators, because I get, and I'm on their Facebook, you know, friends or what have you, so I see these guys and gals posting that we're going to Moscow to, you know, to protest this. This is political stunts, or this is election stunts, where somebody is going to go out and make these claims, oh, you know, we're supporting people, individual liberty. But they do nothing when it comes to tangible results as legislators. They do not use their authority and sovereignty in reeling in Governor Little and the rest of these tyrannical laws. In other words, they're just going out there for the publicity in the press, and that's all these are, publicity stunts. Chad Christensen is one that I have been poking, and I've got all my texts to this gentleman. I've got emails as well as communications to him, basically asking him, what's going to take for you to actually lead on going after Governor Little? He's violated the Constitution and his oath of office, and you have all standing to go after him. Folks, he's done nothing. As a matter of fact, he tries to be the champion of the Constitution, and he's one of the, if you look at the, what they call the scoring for liberty, he is one of the best scored for leaders of liberty in the state legislature. You would think that he would be the one that would be leading the charge in the removal of this governor who's violated his oath of office. So why is it that he's willing to call out Governor Little, but actually not willing to do anything about it within his power as a legislator? More importantly, why is it, because I've reached out to others and I've made these attempts, with other legislators, and they're not willing to do anything regarding their First Amendment and Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, as well as the 14th Amendment Section 1. Folks, in a dark red state, when you have state legislators like that, this is where you need to get your county commissioners in dark red states, because I think you'll find county commissioners are probably even more appalled by what the heck's going on than their state legislators. Then we can get the county commissioners to start removing these people and actually sending up champions of the Constitution. We've got to get into how local politics can actually shape the future of politics in this year and in the years to come. That's why we've written these articles. That's why I apologize. I owe you another article. But I'm just trying to prove to you that as far as the election process and as far as everything that we've seen so far going on with this grandstanding and everything else, it doesn't bode well. I want you to understand, you need to get involved in sending the narrative to President Trump, in contacting the White House, demanding that he start removing these governors, city mayors, and county commissioners, and even congresspeople. Get rid of everybody who is supporting this rebellion against the Constitution. If he does not wake up, then we are all doomed. Or I should say, you know, let me put it to you this way. I know the difficulty in breaking inertia. I know what it takes to really get things moving and getting a state. When we actually see the iron fist that is ensconced in a velvet glove, but it is still an iron fist, it will crush us if they win. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to stop. We're not going to try to do everything we possibly can. I'm willing to die to do whatever I can to promote liberty and to preserve our Constitution and our inalienable rights. And I know other people that are willing to do that. That's why we need to start banding together and start doing what we got to do, folks. If not, if we don't get state legislators to engage and take a stand and start standing on the Constitution, we're doomed. And so that's why I've pointed out the two tools, your First Amendment petition right, as well as the common law grand juries. We must, and I'm serious, we must engage. So with that, I'm basically out of time. We have a few more stories. So we will cover these stories coming up, or the remainder of the stories that we have to give you, in our next episode. And then we will get into, even though there may be more news, we have to cut it off because we can't cover everything. But after this next episode, after this next marketing episode, we will get back into the amendments of the Constitution, and we will give you and drill into them and give you the editorial view, and I should say a macro view, of their intent and what we, you know, how they're implemented and so forth. So anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.